So, check it out. I'm in King of Prussia. It's Sunday. Heading to work tomorrow from here, since my job is minutes away. And this whole back to school thing is something else. But I did enjoy myself because I went and sat down at North Italia between Macy's and Neiman Marcus. There's like this cafe type outside. The sun was beaming down on me, but I like sitting outside in the heat. I'm okay with that. Well, anyway, so I get a message from somebody on it from a dating site, and this guy is literally like talking about his whole life, his childhood, his life, his who wasn't in his life, who was in his life, the drama that was in his life. I mean, this is a long message from someone on a dating site. And I guess that he was just trying to connect with me and maybe thinking that that would be the way around things to get to me, to get me to continually go back and forth with him. And that's fine. And he wanted to know how to write a book. And I said, just start writing. That's the best advice I could give anybody. The first book was a challenge for me because it was my first book. I mean, hello. But my second book was a challenge for everybody else. You know why? Because I wrote my second book in 30 days and I challenged everyone else. Hey, it can be done. And so I sent him that message. And of course, he's coming back and forth with me. Now, I will say this. In my profile, I only date my race. And you know, if you're mulatto, that's fine. Maybe, I don't know. But that depends on how cultured you are. Because I am a woman that knows a lot about her history and the fake and false histories that have been projected upon us over the years. And so here we are in a situation where this guy is saying that he finally connected with his white family members and she had passed in 2006, his mother, that he had just found and that she had remarried twice. So he's giving me a whole plethora of information that's really not necessary, honestly. And I was just like, okay, none of that matters, because if this is really all about the book, and I will test you on what you sent me, which was, hey, how do I write this book, or how do I get started? You seem like a woman who knows. Okay, so I give you the advice, and the advice is the best thing to do is to just start writing. Just start writing. Research your editors. I edited my own book because I can. If you are capable, you can do that. If you're an English person like I am, like, you know, and you know wording and you know where to put periods, commas, question marks, quotation marks, and all of that. Because I've read many, many books as a child. I was two reading books. Okay? So reading books has afforded me to know the pattern of how a book should look, the whole positioning of chapters and paragraphs and things like that. And so he's sending me a message saying, so you seem like a woman who has her head on straight, X, Y, and Z. So you're giving me these compliments, and okay. So I ignored them, but I just basically gave him the advice that I know that I would give anybody else, which is just start writing. Like, it's not that deep. Just start writing. Someone told me that many, many, many decades ago. Just start writing. And I did. And so it afforded me to be able to write book number one, which was in 2006, and then book number two in 2016. It took me 10 years, yeah, because life happened for real in those 10 years. And life happens to us all. But this guy is going back and forth with me about, oh, and my sister, and she's full of drama, but I've decided to cut people off and X, Y, and Z. So I'm not going to entertain all of his shenanigans, because I basically believe that someone who knows, if you've read my profile, wow, she only likes the Chocolate Brothers. And if you look like an Omari Hardwick, you definitely get a pass, even though you're light-skinned, you cool. So for him to literally put that out there Yeah, I'm testing the waters. I'm going to entertain them, but I'm entertaining only the important stuff. So I chewed the meat and spit out the bone, and I recognized that this could all be a ploy to see if I would continually talk to somebody who has serious issues. Because he mentioned something about being separated from his family since the age of 5. This man has troubles. He has worries. He has concerns. He has issues too. And so for that, I'm not going to entertain that, but I'm going to tell you or encourage him to continually do what it is that he wants to do, which is just start writing. So for me, that's all it is. And he knows that I'm not going to entertain his situation or what he's been through, because if we get into a match where he's like, you know, I really need to talk to somebody about my life and X, Y, and Z. Well, hey, I am also a life coach. Now, this is where I have to charge you, because this ain't about a dating site anymore. This ain't about you trying to connect with me, because I don't want to be connected with somebody that still needs to be on the sofa and somebody else needs to be sitting there with a notepad and a pen. You haven't healed. You haven't worked out these things. These are the kinks that are bothering you still. And it looks like he's 50 years old. So believe that. I'm not stressed out about that. Signing off. Yes.